Lesson number 3. Surrendering your body parts. It sounds paradoxical, but the more you resist falling, the harder you'll land. That's because when you let go, your body makes a more relaxed choice. This is why so many people have stories of falling down while drunk and not hurting a thing. I'm not advocating getting drunk in order to feel what it would be like to relax. Instead, this lesson will help you experience how yielding to the floor can actually let the shock of landing travel through your whole skeleton instead of landing on just one part. Lie down on the floor. Notice how it feels today. How much of your back connects with the floor? How do your arms lie? Your legs. Notice how your pelvis rests on the floor. Notice your shoulder blades. The back of your head. Notice which way your palms are facing. Do you have the backs of your hands or your palms on the floor? Lift your right arm from the floor about an inch and drop it. Lift the whole arm from the shoulder all the way to the fingers in one piece, and then let the whole thing just plop on the floor. Let it make a sound. If an inch is too scary, make it even smaller. Don't lift it so high that you end up having to try to control the landing. Really let it plop. Continue lifting your arm. But now, turn your whole arm over while it's up in the air and flip your palm so that your hand plops down with the palm facing the other way. Each time you pick up your arm, flip it and let it land on the other side. Back and forth. Notice if you're having fun. Can you go faster? What happens when you speed up? Do you hold your breath? Do you lose the plop? Do you tense up anywhere? Rest. Try the same thing with your left arm. Raise your arm and let it land. Once on your palm side and once on the back. Back and forth. Each time, let go even more. Play with your tempo. Rest. As you're resting, notice how your arms feel. Are they more alive? Tired? Lighter? Heavier? Lift your right leg, again only about an inch, and turn it out so it lands on its outside. And then pick it up and turn it in just as much as feels easy and comfortable, and let it land so you're kind of pigeon-toed. One time your leg lands turned out, then turned in. When it lands, can you feel the reverberation through your bones? Back and forth. Each time, let your leg relax more and more. Play with speeding this up. As you speed up, what happens to your breathing? Can your breathing remain relaxed as you throw your leg around? If not, slow it down. Notice the moment when the movement interferes with your breath. When you hold your breath, the body stiffens. Our instinct is to hold the breath in a moment of shock, such as when you trip. Yet keeping your breath soft will soften your landing. Practicing in this way will train your body to keep the breath going even in difficult moments. Rest. Try the same thing with your left leg. Notice if your left leg does it differently. Does it turn more easily? Does it feel stiffer? When we pay attention to our movement, we are allowing the nervous system to take in information so that it can make more functional choices. If we just do movements without attention, there's less possibility for choice and for change. Rest. Pick your head, the tiniest bit, up off the floor, and then let it fall back down. If this is too scary for you, put a pillow under your head. Make it fun. Can you do it without straining your neck? Can you keep breathing as you do it? If you speed it up, does your head bounce? What do you feel through the rest of yourself? Rest. Bend your knees and stand your feet on the floor about hip-width apart. Now lift your pelvis a tiny bit and drop it back on the floor. Just the tiniest lift is enough. Lift your pelvis and drop. Make sure you're actually dropping it, not just placing it down. You want to feel that moment of impact and learn to enjoy the vibration that moves from your center out through the rest of you. Remember, it's only a tiny, tiny lift. Rest. Check in with yourself. If you feel tired, don't go any further. Just rest and sense how you're lying on the floor. Feel free to just listen to this next part and imagine the movement. If you feel energized, try lifting both your arms and legs and dropping them all at the same time. Can you do them all at once while flipping them over? Which way is easier? All of them going in and out at the same time? Or can one flip in as the other flips out? Can you do one after another? Plop, 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 plop. Martial artists slap the floor as they land in order to distribute the shock through the skeleton. Rest. How does your skeleton feel now? Can you feel your bones? This is what we call experiential anatomy. You're actually feeling your bones instead of just looking at them in a book. When you feel ready, roll to one side and come up to sitting, then standing. Raise yourself up off your heels, again just a tiny bit, and plop down onto your heels. Try that a few times. Play with letting your arms, head, and chest relax as you plop onto your heels. Can you speed it up and still land with a plop? How far through your skeleton do you feel this landing? Now walk around and notice how you feel. If there's a bed nearby or a couch, let yourself plop onto it and see if you can stay relaxed as you land. When we were kids, we used to plop on the bed or couch just for fun. Letting go can bring some of that fun back into your life.